Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. Looking forward to seeing them in person in concert in a couple of weeks. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? You already knew that anyway, didn't you? I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Ted Fishman, the author of China Inc. and Shock of Gray. TedCFishman.com is his website. Ted, we're talking about what globalization hath wrought, and you've got some more perspectives for us on that.
I do. So one of the things that's been very interesting, at least for me, looking at the at what seems to be a very consumer business, which is the mobile phone business, mm-hmm. is that there's really no global company except for Apple that's thriving in that business. Samsung is seeing its profits go down. Microsoft just had to withstand a $700 million loss because of the Nokia company, which it acquired. And why is it that such a popular device, you know, something that everyone relies on, has become such an unprofitable device for some of the world's smartest companies? And I think the lesson for small businesses there is that, you know, when you're setting up, you have to really think hard about whether you're going to be in a fast-turn consumer market or in a much more steady business-to-business market. And one thing I've learned from the Motorola alumni, you know, these 100,000, 200,000 people who are out there recombining in the economy, is that they tend to focus on the business-to-business aspect because the business planning can be longer, the customers are more reliable, and there isn't a race to the bottom on price all the time. And, you know, for in the public imagination, we think so much about the tech companies in Silicon Valley because those are the consumer companies that we use. But everywhere else in the country, there's great engineers, great technical people who are finding sophisticated small business ideas and acting on them.
Right.
And creating good, durable businesses from them. And I think this is one of the things that also comes from their network. They're smart enough to get together and say, who are the good customers? What is the ecosystem that we can thrive in, and what are the ones to avoid like the plague? and this is a kind of creature of globalization because the consumer businesses are the ones that tend to get globalized the fastest and where the race to the top begins the soonest.
Well, I agree with you. And of course, you know, I think when I think of the people that have gone into business, I spent a lot of years in my early part of my career in retail. It'll kill you. Retail will kill you. and so I gravitated toward B2B myself. But the people I serve now, they're B2B and B2C. And I think it's whatever you're inclined to do. I think there's an inclination thing there. There's an attraction thing that makes people decide if they want to, you know, if they want to go B2B or B2C. And the truth is, as you know, for a lot of small businesses, B2C is the easier business to get into.
Yeah, well, I should just be clear that I'm talking about the manufacturing end here.
Yeah, no, on the manufacturing side, you're right. Yeah, you're right about that. But a manufacturer, though, that's going to be likely to be more technical, like the Motorola people you're saying. They're going to be more likely to be technical, and they're going to be more inclined to be B2B.
You know, another thing that really I don't know, kind of unrelatedly, but I've been visiting a lot of these small fab shops that have 3D printers now.
Right.
You know, and I think that's also going to change the ability to, you know, meet consumer needs in a way, too, because the turnaround will be so much faster.
And the customization. I've been reporting, I was reporting on 3D printers 10 years ago, the future of 3D printers. In fact, with my next guest, Joel Barker, who's going to be with us in the next hour. But, Ted, I got about 30 seconds. Wrap this up for us.
Well, I think, you know, globalization is a complicated thing, and sometimes we look at the big organizations that are struggling without the dynamism underneath, and we're all part of that dynamism underneath, and it just requires a wider view to find the business opportunities.
Right. Well said, Ted. Give us the website one more time, please.
TedCFishman.com.
And the books are still out there, still available, China Inc. and Shock of Gray. That's a fascinating book, folks, on the aging of human beings on planet Earth. Hey, Ted, thanks for being here again. Come back soon.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime, Jim. Thank you.
Good job today. Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we get smarter when Ted joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.